Calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help today?
Hi, Lily. This is Maggie.
Oh, hi, Maggie. How are you?
Yeah, hi, Lily. How are you?
Good, good. How are you today?
I'm fine, Lily.
Wonderful. Sorry to bother you so early, Maggie. I just wanted to review your account. Is this a good time?
Yeah, sure, Lily.
Okay. All right, so today they notified me that the Google Ads budget was spent. So I just wanted to confirm, you don't want to do another billing cycle with the Google Ads, right?
Oh, it's gone already?
Yes, as of today, this morning. It
looks but I didn't get business since I called you.
Yeah, that was my next question.
So how come it's gone without getting the business?
Yeah.
I thought everything is paid.
Yes, it's... I'm sorry, you said paid, the campaign?
No. I thought, because last time I talked to you, you told me there is a balance, but I didn't get business. Actually, the last, when I talked to you, it's a week ago or 10 days?
Yeah, about a few days, about a week ago, yeah.
Okay, so this week I didn't get any business. You know, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. No,
yeah.
I don't want to do it because it didn't work for me, Lily.
I hear you.
So it's gone? Everything is gone?
The $300 that you had, yes. It's been spent since today. It looks like you got a total of 196 clicks for that amount. There was over 2,000 impressions, which is the amount of times the ad showed out on Google.
So what does that mean? It means I get these people later on or what?
Well, I mean, they clicked on your ad. They found you on Google when they were looking in your area. So it's very possible that they could take your information down or save it, you know, and call you later. But, yeah, you had a lot of people actually clicked on your ad and viewed your website. It was almost 200 of them.
How come if I didn't get calls or get somebody coming?
Yeah.
How does this work?
One thing I was going to suggest, of course it's just a suggestion because I know you only have your certain business hours, but Google did suggest that we change your business hours to 24/7. That I know is inconvenient because, you know, after you close, it's very possible that you can get calls, but they did, and, you know, they suggested it because in your industry, people like to look after hours or, you know, after work or things like that. So I'm not sure if you might want to consider that for a little while and change your business hours to 24/7.
What do you mean by 24/7? To open 7 to get business in during even when I'm closed?
Yeah, but you don't have to be at the business. That's just for call purposes. So you don't have to actually be there. We can put a sign that says, you know, you're open for calls all the time, and then you have you own, you know, the business, the actual business where they can walk in with the same business hours. But then that way that'll help bring in calls.
If they walk in and I'm closed, so it will be worse than.
No, I understand. Yeah, so we would leave the hours on the Google profile the same, but we can make, you know, for example, how we created the flyers or the posts, we can create that saying we take calls, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I know you'll probably be asleep and won't be available and things like that, but it can help bring in traffic, even if you have to return the calls or if, you know, they have to leave a voice message or something, it'll help with maybe bringing in more traffic. That was just a suggestion from them. So I'm not sure if you want to consider it, but I know it's going to be a lot on you, Maggie, if you're getting calls. Like,
no,
really late.
Because sometimes they close from 3 to 5, but when I go to the store, I didn't see any message.
Okay, yeah. So you're able to answer?
Even when I go to the phone and see who called me before, I didn't feel even somebody called me because I can track their calls in my phone.
Yes.
If somebody called.
Okay, so you're not getting any missed calls even when you're leaving during business hours?
No. And last week, actually, I didn't get anyone.
Interesting. And you're getting my calls normally, right? Like when I call you, as I'm calling you, and it doesn't go directly to voicemail. You when you I know earlier when I called you, you didn't answer because you weren't available. But do you ever just get like
no,
a missed
call? No,
because
it's we still it's 20, so maybe you called early, but maybe I was asleep because I just wake up like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Okay. But you do see my missed call, right, from earlier when I called you?
Yes, I saw. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I called you back.
Okay, perfect. I was just making sure that you could see the call and it wasn't like the email I sent you or something. Okay. Okay.
No, but you called me in my cell phone.
Yeah. I called you on the phone number ending in 4008. That's your...
So when did you call me today?
Yes, today. I called you there today, and I left you a voice message there today.
Yeah, but I didn't go to the store yet.
Oh, okay. So that's okay. Yeah. So maybe that's probably what... what do you think about maybe changing the phone number? But you don't want to do that, right? Because you could be missing calls if you're not at the store. You know, people could potentially be calling. That's what Google was suggesting. That, you know, usually they...
Yeah, but there is a message, Lily. So if for example, California, I didn't open. I opened 11.
Uh-huh.
So even if somebody calls,
uh-huh,
they leave a message. And when I go, I can answer the message.
Uh-huh. And do you have a caller ID on that phone line? Or do you know who calls you if you miss the call and they don't leave a voice message or no?
No, I can go to my phone and click menu, and I go to the phone book, and
uh-huh,
from the phone book, I can tell who called me.
Okay, okay.
But sometimes it's just like maybe I can see two calls, but one maybe from my daughter and one from somebody I know,
uh-huh,
but it's no customer. So the only reason I say no customer, because of the war.
Mm-hmm.
So the war in Middle East, so maybe everybody's busy with the news. I'm busy with the news, to be honest with you too.
Yeah, no, I understand. That could be it, but we don't want to say that because you did get almost 200 clicks from the Google ads, so there's still searches being done. That's why Google is you know, suggesting those changes with the phone numbers, because it's very probable that you should be getting calls. You know, you say you're not getting any calls or anything, and I can't see it because of the call tracking. You don't have a call tracking. So
mm-hmm,
I'm trying to figure out what we can do there. And you wouldn't be willing to change the business phone number to your cell phone, right? You want to keep those apart?
No, I don't want to. I don't want it to.
You don't want to do that. Okay.
No, I want it to a cell phone, but sometimes if I leave the store early, I transfer to my cell phone, just in case if I get any phone, I will answer.
Oh, so you have the option.
If I leave the store. Oh, but I can transfer my business to my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to keep my cell phone number as a business.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I have to be free with my phone.
Yeah, I hear you.
Sometimes I don't answer. Sometimes it's in silence. But if I leave the store early, for sure I transfer the phone. So if I get any call, for sure I will answer.
Mhm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to relay that information to our Google contact team to see what their thoughts on that is and what other options we may have, because the concern really is the calls, the fact that you're not getting calls, because your visibility is good, your clicks, I mean, you're getting over almost 200 clicks from the ad.
I got one customer yesterday, she was looking for a bridesmaid for Desi. I don't know if it coming from Google or from Desi, but what she told me when I click the file number, your name came out, but I am the only one in this area. I carry Desi.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
And Desi always refer me customer because I'm the only one in the area. I carry bridesmaid by Desi.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's why we're concerned about you not getting the actual calls, because there's a market for what you're doing right now in your area. There definitely is, even with the economy and everything. I still feel like we should be able to improve your call situation.
So what's the reason for that, Lily? I don't understand. So if you say there is a lot of visibility in my business, so I have a good reviews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that too. We reviewed
yes,
that.
Yes, if you look at Yelp, people, when they talk about me, they are happy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's what
happy
I'm saying.
Happy with my work.
Yeah, exactly. You not just at your visibility, but your history of your business, you know, the way you conduct your business is there.
Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second, Lily. Cookie, stop. Yes, Lily.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get back in touch with our Google contact team and continue to visit this until we come up with a good solution. You know, to get your phone ringing, Maggie. I know you were concerned about.
I wish, because this is what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I wish I can get customer with this way I can continue doing it. But
exactly.
I didn't see phone. I didn't see customer.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I say, Lily. I'm very upset. I don't know if there is something wrong. I don't know what is that.
Yeah, I don't think there. I don't. We're trying to figure that out. We're trying to figure out what is actually going on because your visibility is so good. So we just don't understand why you're not getting the calls. If you know, if we're seeing all this.
Yeah,
I swear,
Lily, I'm not lying.
Oh no, I know, Maggie. I know.
I wanted to figure what's going on, so this way I can go ahead and continue. It's no problem to continue, mm-hmm. but I wanna see. I want to see business. I want to see somebody come in and check. I don't know. You know, even if I have a customer and they come and they didn't buy, it's okay. But I feel like traffic. There is traffic coming.
Exactly. Exactly.
Maybe one they didn't buy, two they didn't buy, one buying. So I feel there is a balance.
Exactly. I completely agree, and that's why we're concerned, because we need to increase your traffic. You know, a few years back, you were getting a lot more traffic or you know, footwork through your shop. I know that for sure.
This is a busy time, too. This is supposed to be the busiest time for bridal.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're checking into this, and we're trying to figure out any little reason on what could be happening. That's why they started talking to me about the phone numbers. But I'll check with them. One thing we did want to ask, though. Yes. Just wanted to...
please...
Yeah, go ahead. So sorry. Go ahead, Maggie.
No, what I mean is just to check with them, see if any something wrong, they want to fix it first. And after, if I see a little of result, I don't mind to continue. But I want to see something. Mm-hmm. And you know, the reason I didn't call you, because I give up, I just say maybe the balance is stay, and it's working for later on. That's why I didn't call. Mm-hmm. But today when you told me it's balance is gone, and I didn't get business, so it's really strange. I want to see what's going on only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it, Maggie. I'm not going to stop until we can get this fixed and figured out.
Thank you.
Can't stay. Yeah, not a problem. I'm going to stay on this. One thing I did want to ask, your website still has the designer dress sale flyer. Did you want us to update that for you? I'm not sure if you want to keep the sale going, but it does mention that it ended on the 14th, so I just don't want anybody to be deterred and say, okay, the sale is over.
So
do you want to remove
what
that?
Do you... Mm-hmm. So what do you want to, what's better to do? Just to take it off?
Well, if you don't want your sale going on anymore, then yeah, we would remove it. But if you still want to have it on, we can just update the flyer to have another date, like an ending date, another, you know, put another date when it ends. I'm not sure what you would prefer to do.
So what is good to do? Just to take it off or add another flyer with different date? I don't know. But it's weird if I put another sale right now, right?
I mean, it's not weird because you are trying to bring in traffic. So you can always have sales. It's really up to you. We can make new flyers, though, if you'd like to start a new sale or if you want to, you know, continue this one, we can update the flyer. It's really a matter of what you prefer, Maggie. We just don't want to leave the date of the 14th of March there because it, you know, it can deter people. So we just want
to
know.
Can we change it to April 14th?
Yeah, absolutely. We can update it to April 14th and see what happens from now and then.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's good.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to get started.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind to continue, but before I continue, because I tried this first time,
yeah.
But it's something we don't know what's going on, so I want to see what's going on. If I figure it, I don't mind to continue and pay more to do more business. But I want to see what's the problem first, Lily.
I agree. I completely agree, Maggie. And no worries. Okay. Right now, your next billing date is not until the 30th of April. So I'll make sure that if we're not happy by then, we won't charge you. I'll do everything I can to improve this for you, Maggie. You've been with
sure.
us for too
but
long
I
time.
But I don't
so.
Mind. You know, Lily, even if I pay a lot more than 300, I don't mind. But I want to see business.
Exactly. No. Yeah, it's not just
phones, of course. I want to see customer coming.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's not just about, you know, taking your money and not getting results. I really want to check what's going to work and then, you know, go from there. So far we know the Google ads did not work at all. And we need to figure out the call situation. So, I'll go ahead and, yeah, I'll get on another meeting here with them shortly. And then I should be able to follow up with you by Friday, if that'll be okay with you.
Okay.
Maggie.
Okay, Lily. Sure.
Okay. All right.
Thanks
perfect.
So much, Lily. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome, Maggie. I appreciate your time.
Okay,
you have a good day, okay?
You're welcome. You Thanks. Too, Lily. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.